Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Busy winter holiday travel period is well underway, with today being one of the busiest days at DFW Airport.
The airport expects by the end of the day, 265,000 people will have come through. Now through Monday and the next week, Friday through that Sunday, are the two stretches to keep in mind. Many travelers across the country are hoping for better experiences at their eventual destinations.
Getting away from the cold in Chicago and just relaxing with family.
DFW wants domestic travelers to get to the airport at least 2 hours before flying and 3 hours if it's international. Also, keep in mind construction at Terminal C. The peak times during each day is 10 in the morning through 6 in the evening. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the new designs at DFW could possibly prevent the logjam of traffic we saw over Thanksgiving. The new access road to Terminal A is finally opened.
We have 25,000 American team members that are here to care for you on your journey. And we've been planning for the holidays for many, many months.
And construction on Terminal C could make travel easier come summertime. Terminal A's improvements expected by the fall of next year. Louisville Fire Department raises money to help the family of a firefighter. He died in a motorcycle crash.
Michael Swope was off duty when the motorcycle he was riding hit a guardrail on I-30 in Fort Worth Thursday night. He was thrown off the motorcycle and died at the scene. He had been with the Louisville Fire Department since 2019 and is survived by his wife and three kids. The Louisville Fire Department has organized an online fundraiser to help his family. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Link to that fundraising page is on our website, krld.com.
Well, a settlement in the case of an L.A. Angels pitcher who died in a North Texas hotel room.
Tyler Skaggs died in a South Lake hotel room back in 2019 from a drug overdose. He was in town with the Angels to start a series with the Rangers. Skaggs' family sued the Angels when it was discovered the pitcher snorted a fentanyl-laced pill provided by the team's communication director, Eric Kay. He is now serving a 22-year federal prison sentence for his role in Skaggs' death. The Angels argued that they were unaware of Kay's actions. The amount in terms of the settlement were not immediately disclosed. The Skaggs family had been seeking $118 million. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Tomorrow is Super Saturday for the retailers. National Retail Federation says they expect around 159 million people to do some shopping tomorrow. Galleria Dallas General Manager Angie Fried said the most popular gift category this year, surprising, it's clothes.
It's been electronics for many years, but this year we're seeing a return to apparel shopping and customers buying apparel as gifts. We're also seeing customers returning to department stores.
Now, she says a lot of the stores at the Galleria in Dallas reports large increases in in-store shopping.
The suspect in last weekend's deadly mass shooting at Brown University in Rhode Island, it finally came to an end late yesterday, and they got him, or more accurately, he got himself.
The key to breaking the case, according to a police affidavit, was interviewing an anonymous Reddit poster. 3 days ago, the person described seeing the suspect with a gray Nissan Sentra. Investigators tracked the car to a rental company in Boston where the suspect used his real name on the application.
And you think how crazy that is? Just, you know how many random Reddit posts I see?
Well, I was thinking about it. So this guy says, I saw a guy who looks like this person you're looking for, mm-hmm. and says it's a gray Nissan or whatever.
And so there were some red flags.
They're thinking, okay, well, if he's from out of town, maybe he rented the car. So you check the rental agencies, and, you know, it's police work.
It is.
It's good police work. This guy's name, Claudio Neves Valente.
The search for Neves Valente ended 90 minutes from Providence in Salem, New Hampshire, inside this unoccupied storage facility where he had rented a unit. He was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Well, there you go. Police say the search for the gunman had hit a dead end until that Reddit poster came forward.
That person came forward, and that person led us to the car, which led us to the name, which led us to the photographs of that individual renting the car, which matched the clothing of our shooter here in Providence.
And then the storage unit up in New Hampshire where they found his body. And what do we know about Valente?
Brown says he was a physics PhD student at the university between 2000 and 2003 before he dropped out. School officials say he likely took classes in the same building where he allegedly opened fire last Saturday, killing two students and injuring nine others. Police say he's also believed to have killed MIT professor Nuno Loureiro Monday night.
Uh-huh.
There it is. Remember, we were batting this around yesterday, if this was, quote-unquote, a conspiracy theory or if there was some teeth to it.
It turned out to be true. Now, in case you're wondering, Valente, 48 years old, he's originally from Portugal, and he was a legal permanent resident of the U.S. Motive unclear.
It's crazy. That's the first thing I was wondering is why, specifically if he targeted the two Brown students that he shot and the others, especially the ones that died. And then obviously he had to have targeted the MIT professor, yeah. I would assume.
Got him, I think, right at his front door.
God, I never was good at physics anyway.
No matter what you think about the investigation conducted by police in Rhode Island in this case, the FBI, too, it is undeniable. This is going to be a big shock. Politics has once again reared its ugly head.
And it did very early on.
It didn't
we talked
long.
About it yesterday.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer sees it.
More and more, issues become tribal that never were in the past. Right. And so it is amazing to see. Now, I mean this because Sheldon Whitehouse, the senator, one of the senators from Rhode Island, went out yesterday and say, how dare anybody question this? And it was he's very indignant. Right. And so you've got the Democrats saying, don't question what Brown and the Providence police and the mayor Smiley and the governor McKee are doing.
Democratic strategist Dan Turrentine agrees, says it's just the world we live in now.
When there's a crisis of anything, you now have to think about two audiences. You have to think about how does the right view this? And what are their thoughts and their feelings and what is trending on the right? And then kind of the mainstream side. And what you saw or seeing in the Brown University president's statement is dismissal of the right and focus on that New York Times mainstream, basically implying that we should, you know, about gun violence and guns are the problem. And look, I hear it. In my world, that rings true to people. But you have to think in a crisis now that there is a whole nother side of the country that if you don't speak to, they're going to rise up. They're going to say WTF. And people like Elise Stefanik, again, appropriately so, she's representing her side of the aisle a little bit, are going to call you in and say, you need to answer our questions.
God, how true is that?
Yep.
It is. We saw it the moment this happened. And you saw this is a Ivy League university that most of them, a couple of them at least, have been targeted by the Trump administration. So there's already that. There's the suspect himself who is Portuguese, and there's some that he doesn't really fit the narrative. We don't want to give this win to the White House. Win is what they would call it. So we're going to refrain from really calling him out for what he is or whatever. And then you have the right saying, what are you holding from us? It's all a cover-up.
The visa that he was in the country and his green card, he was here on some program, a student program or something, and then got his green card, and they're discontinuing that program now. Kristi Noem made that announcement last night. So this will affect a lot of other people going down the road. But, yeah, I'm expecting any day now there'll be a manifesto we'll find from this guy. Clues that he left behind.
That's true, and Turrentine's right, boy. It doesn't matter if you're a business or if you're the government or if you're some kind of police agency. You've got to see what both sides are saying, and you've got to react to both. You can't leave one out.
Going to be a fun weekend for college football fans. First round of the new playoff format kicks off tonight.
I'm excited, baby.
It's up in Norman, Oklahoma. Game number one of the Sooners hosting the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide.
Carter Freeman, he's our college football expert at our sister station, 105.3 The Fan, also a big Sooner fan.
He's going
to the game. So he's going to try to remain objective in telling us what we can expect tonight.
We're going to get a rock fight is what we're going to get in this game. Neither of these offenses can run the ball particularly well. Alabama probably has the better quarterback in Ty Simpson, who had a very good middle part of the season, but has really started to fade over these final couple games. So Will Alabama be able to go on the road and move the ball well? It remains to be seen. They struggled against Auburn. They struggled against Georgia in the SEC championship game. So they've kind of they peaked at the wrong time is what it's looking like. But the reason they have a chance in this game is because OU has the worst offense in the entire college football playoff, and that's no question about it. But with that bad offense, they have an elite defense who gang tackles like I've never seen an OU defense in the last 15 years do, and they have an elite special teams unit. Their kicker, Tate Sandell, won the Lou Groza Award for the best kicker in the country. They are elite at returning punts, returning kicks. They are elite at two of the three phases in the game. And because this game is in Norman, I think if it's going to be a close game, which I believe it will be, I will favor the home team in that.
Now, the winner in this game is going to get the top-seeded Indiana Hoosiers in the second round. And as for the other three first-round games, we'll start off tomorrow with Texas A&M hosting the Miami Hurricanes.
Man, there was a point in the year where I thought Miami was the best team in the country, and then they go lose to Louisville, lose to SMU, right up the road.
That game,
exactly. It was an exciting one. And in that game, and the Louisville one too, Miami quarterback Carson Beck was turning the ball over like nobody's business. And so Miami's offense has explosive playmakers. Beck is a serviceable college quarterback. Malachi Toney is one of the most exciting freshman receivers in the country. If not for Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State, we would all be talking about Malachi Toney. So keep an eye out on him. But they've really reined the offense back in. And that's worked for Miami since those couple losses. They've been able to win by double digits. But Texas A&M, this game's in College Station, and they're going to be motivated, I think, coming off that game against Texas. Mike Elko, their coach, is not going to be the guy to really let them kind of let that Texas loss bring them down from the season that they had before that. So I'm picking A&M in this game. I think it could be a blowout on either side. Both of these are really talented teams, and I don't trust Mario Cristobal to coach well in big games for Miami. So I do think A&M's going to win this game.
Now, the winner of that one gets Ohio State. As for the other two first-round games, Tulane at Ole Miss tomorrow afternoon. If Tulane pulls that one out, that'll be a huge upset because right now Ole Miss is a 17.5-point favorite, and the winner of that game gets Georgia. Finally, tomorrow night, James Madison at Oregon.
Now, that would be the greatest upset
ever
to me.
That would be the biggest upset of all. Oregon is a 21.5-point favorite, and the winner there gets Tech, Texas Tech, and Carter says that's his dark horse.
I'm a huge, if you are a betting man, Texas Tech is sitting there with a lot lower odds than I think a lot of these other teams, and Texas Tech, in my opinion, they earned the four seed for a reason. They have one of the best defenses in the country. They can go up with Ohio State, with Indiana, with Oklahoma. Then their offense might have some red zone issues, but that's still a very, very, very good team. So if I like a dark horse, it's 100% Texas Tech, but I do think Indiana and Ohio State, once all said and done, we're going to see that matchup again in Miami at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's what he says. You got to play the games first.
That's right. And we talked about it last year, these playoffs. So one thing about these playoffs, something's going to happen. There's always going to be an upset. And last year it didn't really work that way. But this year, the longer you play these things, something's going to give.
He's right about Tech. I keep waiting every week to say, oh, see, now there's that they weren't that good after all. But they just keep impressing me.
I went to Arizona State, and so their loss this season was to Arizona State. And so I was thinking, okay, ASU picked up the blueprint and showed everybody how to do it. No, Tech keeps got better and better and better afterwards.
No one's figuring it out.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be very fun this week.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.